So with that, you wanted to write your own press release and get that sort of work done. So Kate was prepared for me and prepared for you wanting that. So none better than Kate. She's got us and our clients. Is it in the millions, Kate, worth of free publicity? If you put a price on what it would have cost you, it's way up
millions.
There. Yep. So let's hear what she has to say, because she's got it nailed.
So who'd like that sort of exposure for free?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Should we just go to the bar instead? Who would like that sort of exposure for free?
Yes.
Not that sort of exposure, Tim. Now, who has seen me present before? Who has seen what I have? Fantastic. Because this is different. The first third sets the scene, but what Mal asked me to do and what I'm honoured to be able to do for you is have a very, very hands-on interactive workshop, which means you will leave with the good part of your media release written. Now, normally when I have workshops like this, people pay for a full day of this sort of workshop, so I'm going to try and squeeze in the entire morning of the paid workshop into an hour and a half. So write fast. And I want, as we move along, for you to share what you've written, because by sharing, the others in the room will learn. So is everyone willing to play the game and share what you've got going on and share what you come up with and share what you write in order for the benefit of the entire group?
Yes.
Everyone got that? Fantastic. So that's what we're about to do. Because once you realise that publicity, God bless you. Thanks. Once you realise just how easy publicity is to generate, you'll understand that it's just like having access to free money. You know, all of those advertising, all of those dollars that you work really hard for, that you pay out over and over and over and over and over again on your advertising, you know all of those dollars?
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you how to grab some of those puppies and shove them back in your pocket. Is that okay? Great. So that's what I mean by free money, because it really is free and it's available for each and every one of you. So most of you have, you know a bit about me. Who doesn't know much about me? You poor things. So I'll just briefly give you a quick overview. I've been in the publicity and public relations game for over 20 years, and both on the East Coast and the West Coast of Australia. And you know, I've been, that's all of Australia. I've worked all over Australia. And, you know, I've been really blessed in my life to have a number of mentors, two most influential, I suppose. One was the chap that I worked with in Western Australia, who was really like the godfather of the PR industry over there. And he was very much the master, and I was very much the grasshopper. And I just learned and learned and learned and learned and learned all I could. So one of the myths I want to dispel for those of you who have not heard me speak before is I did not study public relations at university. So you don't need a university degree to be able to do this successfully. I went to uni twice because I'm a slow learner, but neither time was to study public relations. I've had, in fact, many PR students in my audience who have said, my God, I've learnt more about how to be effective with this stuff in 90 minutes with you than I did in 3 years of my degree. And unfortunately, it's true, because I've had graduates and interns come and work with me, and they're crap. They're really crap. And it's not their fault. You know, because it's that institutionalized learning. You know the difference when you go to hire somebody and you read their CV, and their CV is unreal, and you get them in front of you for an interview and you're like, I'm sorry, is this you? You know, like they don't match up, because they're street smart, to use one, some of our language, their street smarts is minimal, but their education is very high. So please don't feel that you need a PR degree to be able to do this well. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
Great. And obviously the second mentor that's had a huge impact on my life is Mal, and many of you heard me wax lyrical about Mal, so I won't do that again, and Lord knows he's had enough praise this weekend. We don't need to give him any more. So that's just a little snapshot about me, and these are some of the clients that I've worked with over the years on both coasts, and this isn't to impress you in any way, shape or form, but just to impress upon you that from the biggest to the littlest, I've worked with them and been successful in generating exposure for all of them. And so my question is, why not you? Why not you as well? And some cool stuff happens when you do that sort of thing for businesses, and you you know, when you're a speaker. Mal talks about the benefit of speaking on your feet and the benefits that you know, the payoff that you get. And some of the payoffs are really cool. And this was a book I was invited to be part of earlier this year. It was an anthology put together by a young woman who wanted the proceeds of this book to go towards helping people with mental illness. All the funds were donated to the Black Dog Institute. So I was honoured and privileged to be invited to do it, along with Kathy Freeman and Dr. Cindy Pan. And it was launched by the then Prime Minister's wife 2 days before the execution. Timing is everything. So on the Tuesday, she launched the book, and on Thursday, she dried her husband's tears. So timing was everything. And that's all the publicity that I generated for myself and for the book around the launch of the book. And they're my two beautiful boys. Flynn is that one, and that's Jack. And the other cool thing about what I do is I've just come back from Hamilton Island, 5 days on Hamilton Island, as an invited guest of the very famous and very great Pete Godfrey. He had his private wealth group up there. And I was able to go up there and honour his invitation and do what he asked me to do with his crew, and also take the boys. So that was pretty cool. Is anyone else in the room like Julio, who's just a little teeny tiny bit time poor?
Yes.
And you think, oh, Jesus, something else I need to do?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear what he said about giving that to one of his staff members, Wayne? And how powerful it was to be able to engage with this strategy, but allow one of your staff members to roll it out and work with me directly and get coaching from me directly in order to have this be part of his marketing arsenal. Yeah? So whilst you may not be at that stage yet, don't let that put you off. Don't let, I'm really time poor, and when am I ever going to get the time to do this? Because when you engage with me, you get a whole lot of me. For some of you, that will be a very bad thing. For some of you, that might be okay. And that's okay. You know, whichever side of the fence you're on, that's fine too. But don't let the time factor get in the way, because the investment that you make in building your credibility just goes on and on and on and on and on. And that's what publicity does for you. So here's just, you know, across industries, you know, you can do this. Online, offline, and it's really easy when you've got the right system. And part of what I'm going to share with you today is that system. But if you get one teeny little bit wrong, that's the result. So I want to ensure you and insulate you against getting it wrong. Because isn't this what we all want? a whole lot more customers and people flowing towards our business, searching us out rather than us being the stalker and trying to beg with them and plead with them to do business with us. Don't we want them to come to us? Who wants customers coming to them?
Yes.
Radio. I know it's late in the day and you only were served fruit at the break. So wake up! Wake up. Wake up and stop and stop doing this. Stop throwing your money down a big black hole of constant advertising. Do you want Birdie Beetles or Fredo Frogs? Birdies or Fredos? Birdie. Here you go, heads up. Stop throwing your money down a big black hole with constant advertising that's not working anyway. Okay, because I don't want you to be paying the ultimate price and having sad lives and sad families. I want you to be able to take your kids to Hamilton Island as well. Does that sound okay?
Yes.
Okay, so it is all about free advertising. So you don't
but
feel left out.
So much that she offered to do a full feature on me and my business. Wow, how about that? I found out that that is actually worth $21,000. $21,000! I couldn't afford to pay for that. No way. So this is the magazine I'm going to be in, and I am ecstatic. Thank you so much, Kay. The small investment that I made in your publicity
first result. Who'd be happy with that sort of exposure from their first media release? Should we get stuck into it and start getting this puppy written?
Yes.
Right. Why do you think most people don't use free publicity?
They don't know how.
They think they need to be a great writer. I can't write like they do in the paper. My answer to that is good, because you're not meant to. You're not meant to write like they do in the paper. That's their job. Your job is to get their attention. I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. People think that you need to have amazing contacts, that you need to, you know, lunch with journalists every second day of the week, or, you know, have them on speed dial. If you wanted to cook a meal from Gordon Ramsay or Nigella Lawson, would you need to know them personally? No. Would you need to know where to find them? Find access to their information? And where would that be? Bookstore. See? You guys are publicity experts. You just need to know where to find them, and I'm going to show you exactly where to find them. And people, you know, part of the reason I do what I do is when I worked inside agencies, I've seen what they charge their clients. I've seen the graduates come out of university not knowing their arse from their elbow. I figure I can say arse after the conversation that Ian's had with you. I can say a lot worse. That's right. Open slather now, baby. You know, I've had them come and work in the agencies and be charged out to the client at $150 an hour. And then a senior person like me has to go over what they do at $250 or $300 an hour, and the client gets charged. Correct. For two people doing what one person could do. It's just wrong. But the reason they make it sound so complex and so complicated and so, you know, woo-woo and smoke and mirrors is so that they can charge you. Now, don't get me wrong. I also do the whole gamut for people. You know, but they pay a premium and they get me. They don't get any, you know, graduates unless I'm paying to train the graduate. My clients never do. So I just think that's really wrong. I morally think that's really, really wrong. Is anyone kind of in agreement with me on that?
Yes.
So that's why I do what I do. People say, but God, you know, if you're charging clients 10 grand a month to do it for them, why are you giving away all your secrets? Because I believe that there's abundance, and I believe that small business people like you should have access to this. It is not the realm of just the big boys. So am I a whistleblower? Yeah. Am I popular with them? No. Do I care? Not much. You know, they just didn't spend 5 days on Hamo with their two delicious creatures and a great bunch of people. They're slaving away in the office 7 till 7. If you leave at 7, they say, oh, you're leaving early, are you? Any Friends fans will understand. If you're not a Friends fan, ask someone who is. So why is publicity more powerful? Because it's, free. Say it with me loud and proud.
It's free.
Who loves that word?
Yes.
Right? When can you get exposure in the paper for free? Up to today, probably not very often. After today, how often can you get exposure in the paper for free? Whenever you damn well like. Are you getting it? This is about shifting the power balance, putting the power back in your hands, not theirs. And it's more powerful than any sort of advertising you can buy. And why is that? If I said to you, okay, guys, you know, we've been locked in this little room for 3 days and the food's been amazing, but my God, you should see me in the kitchen. So after tonight, all come back to my little room and I'm going to cook us up a feast because I'm great in the kitchen. You'd be thinking, Jesus, she's bloody pleased with herself, isn't she? Or something like that. Words that perhaps Ian would use, but I necessarily might not. But if Mel got up here and said to you, hey, guys, after Kate's presentation, she's going to cook us all dinner. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but she's a great cook. So sit tight, because then she's going to cook us dinner. Who would you be more likely to believe? Mel. Because it's third-party endorsement. And that's exactly what publicity gives you and your business. Third-party endorsement. It can make you a superstar in your niche, in your area. And it's a bit of fun. Do you think we have fun? Do you think my clients... Who in the room's already got my pack? There's a few of you. And get my newsletter. Yeah. And it's fun. Like, it's fun every month when you open those pages. Is it fun?
Yes.
So really, it's just there for the taking, and it's not difficult to do. There are some key ways to get publicity. I'll just skim over this very, very quickly because I'm going to drill down on it further when we get into the workshop part. This is important. The lesson in this case study is critical for you. Sean Roach came to the country earlier this year, 10 venues, 10 cities, 10 different markets to share his internet marketing knowledge. In speaking with him, having what I call a Monty Python conversation, I'll explain that a little bit in a little bit, I found out that Google, remember Brian was talking about Google and how it's getting harder and harder and harder to work with Google in some instances, and they're constantly changing the goalposts. Well, in January this year, Google turned off 15,000 user accounts. Overnight, no warning. Flick the switch. So if you were relying on Google for your business and for your traffic, and you were one of those 15,000 people, what happened to your business overnight? So I thought, cool, we've got our angle. And this is the headline we came up with. International internet expert warns Australians Google can kill you. Now, let me just say something about headlines. When I presented that headline to Sean, he just about had a cardiac arrest because he does work with Google, and he said, oh, Kate, you know, well, Kate, we can't say that because, you know, I work with Google and I don't want to upset them. And I said, I promise you, in the 20 years that I've been doing this, 15,000 user accounts, in the 20 years that I've been doing this, never, ever, 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 ever have the journalist used the headline that I've supplied. Never in 20 years. And let me just explain why that is. If Peter is the journalist, Peter gets my media release that says Google can kill you. Peter interviews, in this case, Sean, and writes the article. Then the article gets laid out on the page. no headline attached. Then the paper goes to Tina, who is the sub-editor, who reads all the articles in the paper and writes the headline. Tina hasn't even seen my media release because I'm here, I've dealt with Peter. Peter's written it and given it to Tina. She writes the headline. So she hasn't even seen that. Do you understand? So be bold with your headlines. Be cheeky, be bold, be controversial because you want to get the journalist's attention. So I thought that was pretty sexy. It went out to business journalists. I thought, Mel's going to kill me. Mel's going to kill me. That was not going to be a pretty thing. When I was speaking with Sean, however, there was some other information he shared, which I phoned one journalist off the back of that Google Can Kill You release, and we were talking about the other things that Sean was going to cover. Cast your mind back to February of this year. Cricket season is coming to a wane. AFL season is starting to come into prominence. What was the story that transected both of those sports? You know. Lara Bingle. Because one of the things that Sean had told me is that if you use Gmail or Hotmail or Facebook or any of those sort of free portals, part of the terms and conditions that you just tick, because whoever reads like 27 screens worth of terms and conditions, nobody. What you're actually ticking there is you are giving them the right to use your content. It remains yours, yes, the ownership remains yours. But you're giving them the right to use that content and to sub-license that content to whomever they like, which is pretty scary. And when we started talking about that, she's like, oh, tell me more about that. And I knew we had our new headline. We just tapped into current events, and this was the new headline. What happened to Lara Bingle? Warning for Queensland residents or Bunbury residents or Cairns residents, wherever he was in those 10 towns, we localised it. What happened to Lara Bingle could happen to you. Hotmail, Gmail or Facebook users, beware. Your information may not be as safe as you think. And it went nuts. Everyone wanted to talk to us. $160,000 later. I'll pause him because he's already said some very gracious and kind things and he does there as well. But $160,000 worth of coverage in 3 weeks. Nice, huh? Nice. That's what I'm going to teach you to do. So the two biggest mistakes that people make in business, we've covered this a little bit, they spend their time on paid advertising to the detriment of publicity, and people don't realise that publicity is free, but it's way, way, way more powerful. And it's read 22 times more often than the ads, because they're not called ads papers, are they? Like, have you ever done this? And bear with me, the people who've seen me speak. This is one of my favourite things, because it's so true. You've placed an ad, right, and you get the paper and you go, what ad's in today? Lou, get the ad rep on the phone. I think they've forgotten to place our ad. And you have to go through it 2 or 3 times before you find your ad. Be honest, who's that happened to? Thank you for being so honest. You know your ad is there and you can't find it. What hope have your customers got of finding it, baby? Seriously. But still people do. And it's none of this is your fault because you start a business and you look at what everyone else is doing and you just do that. So none of it's your fault. It's just what people do until they come to places like this and plug into Mel and get educated. And that's what I want for you guys, to be really smart, educated business people, not just more of the sheep. 22 times more effective. And the reason that that is so is because 40%, 60%, I'm sorry, of a newspaper has to be ads. You can see I'm mastered in graphic design. So this is the newspaper. This much of it has to be ads. Because that's how they pay to print the thing. It's not your $1.40 on the cover. It's the advertising. But the good news for us is that 40% of every newspaper, for example, every day, every week, every month, every year is up for grabs. So who wants to learn how to grab that?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to, this is where you need to be. This is where the workshop bit starts. So finding your story. Learn the lessons from Monty Python. Sometimes things are right under your noses. Who, any Monty Python fans in the room? Okay. Remember after the stoning, they're sitting around bitching about the Romans. And it's like, what have the Romans ever done for us? And then someone says, other than aqueducts, what have the Romans ever done for us? Well, other than roads and aqueducts, what have the Romans ever done for us? Other than roads, health, money and aqueducts, what have the Romans ever done? You get it? And they come up with this big list of stuff that's been beneficial to their lives that's right under their noses. And they can't see it because they're too close to it. And that's how people often are in their businesses. So you have stories sitting right under your noses that you just need to uncover. So what's your point of difference? This is where you need to start writing. What's your point of difference? It can be anything. So that's exactly, sorry, that's a bit loud, Dan. Sorry about that. That's the one job of your media release, to get them to phone you. That looks mildly perverse, sir. He's sitting there like this. I'm not entirely sure what it is he wants. So, as I said before, many people think you need to write like the journalist does. You don't. That you need to submit a finished piece. You don't. That more is better. That you need to tell them everything. So 3 and 4 and 5 pages. Because if I give them 5 story ideas, they might pick one of them. No, 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 no. One story per media release. One big idea per media release. And people think the layout doesn't matter, but how your media release looks is critical. Because first impressions matter, both when you are, you know, in your physical body and also in terms of your media release. So out of 100%, this is a very common first impressions breakdown. What percentages would you attribute to each of those 3 components of making a first impression? 35, 38, 55, 38, 7. Any takers on? 100, 100, 100, but we can only add up to 100. Are you an accountant? Sorry, Warren, I couldn't resist. Okay. So it is. It's 50, Mr. Smarty Pants in the corner there. Probably should have some chocolate for that. 55% of how you look determines your first impression. The same is true of your media release. How, oh, did I get that in the glass? Oh. Almost. I would have been very impressed with myself. So how it looks is critical. So this is how it should look on the page, right? Let's break this down. The top of the page, you need the media release, you need the word media release, and here, where this has got embargo till 3 p.m. 28th of October. That was for a campaign I did for Roberta Fadul last year, who won BRW's Fastest Growing Company Award. And we were under strict instructions from BRW that we could not release anything until this time and date, because obviously they wanted to be the first to announce the winners. So in the lead up to that announcement, I put this out, but under an embargo basis. Normally what you would have here is just the date, okay? Embargo means they can use it, they can set up the interview, but they can't actually go to print or go to air with the interview until that time. What that meant, though, was Roberta was at the swanky function on the Wednesday night, and on the Thursday she was interviewed on 2UE by Tim Webster because we'd set it up in advance. So we were able to be really, really quick to market with her success because we did this strategy. And on the right-hand corner, you need to put for information and your contact details. That has to be there, okay? That's how you lay it out. So start that on the top of your page. And the headline is the 100% most important part of your media release. Remember when I showed you the 2 different headlines for the Sean Roach campaign, one that bombed badly and the other one that went out exactly the same day that blitzed it? Nothing else in the release changed. I didn't write a new release. I just changed the headline. So the headline is critical. So the headline for Roberta was, she washed cars at 8, polished her neighbour's silver at 10, asked for jobs in her local shops and got one at 11, working in a beachside kiosk, started her own company at 28. Is it any wonder that 4 short years later, BRW have just named her company one of the fastest growing in Australia? It worked. People often ask me how long the headline needs to be. In the offline world, I'm not talking about when you distribute it online, that's a whole nother session. Maybe we'll do that in February, like the whole online, because it's very, very different. I don't have time to do it now. But for the offline world, the release needs to be as long as it needs to be to get the job done. As long as it needs to be to get the job done. So here's, as I said, only the headline changed. Other successful headlines. Ian was having an event for tradesmen, and Pauline Purvis was the event manager, and I was one of the speakers, the only 2 women in the room, really. And so I spoke with Ian about capturing the fact that we were the only 2 women, and it was essentially a blokey gig, and doing some media to support the event, and he was, of course, delighted that I did that. And so that's the headline we went with. Ladies want tradies to expose themselves, because she was the event manager and I was one of the speakers. Within half an hour of that going out, ABC Radio phoned, wanted to do an interview. So 6 words as opposed to 26 million for the Roberta headline. See how it just does the job. Nothing more, nothing less, it does the job. Here's some other ones. When I did some publicity for Darren Stevens, he worked with Dr. John Gray in the marketing of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And this was a headline for him. The major publisher said it was a dud, yet it sold over 40 million copies worldwide, translated into 54 languages and sold in over 149 countries, and spent over 6 years on the New York Times bestseller list. How does the book go from dud to diamond? You don't even know what the title of the book is until you get into the media release. Again, ABC Radio straight away and Mornings with Carrie-Anne. Because it did the job. And the one for the Johnstons who are not here. Consumer warning, shopping trolleys contain more poo than the loo. Which is based on research out of University of Arizona. So scary, very scary. Don't touch the shopping trolleys. Okay, so now it's your turn. I want you to spend a couple of minutes. How are we going for time? Okay. So just spend 5-ish minutes brainstorming with the table your headlines with some thinking music, and then I want some of you to be brave enough to share them. If you share your ideas, we will make them better. So be brave. You guys need to be working on one about your awards. Chantel, Scott, Brian, awards. Lest we forget, lest they are broken or broken down.
Is that alright?
It's a bit vague.
Is it?
Lest we forget, lest they're broken down.
Is there better? What would you use, like more specific words?
Broken down. Lest they're broken or broken down. Thank you. Something like that.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Awesome.
See how then we forget very quick. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Then we forget very quickly how the Australian public let diggers down. The Australian public, they'll be really pissed. Because generally,
they think that they support them. Yeah.
They do. Yeah. I think the public does support them. Mm. So what's gone wrong with the Australian, or inside the Australian army?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's an insider reveals.
Yeah,
that would go in your first part. Insider reveals, blah, blah, blah. Okay, because I wouldn't be kicking the public, because generally they're pretty supportive. And you'll just get, get shitty with you. But good. Yeah, really good. You're welcome.
My idea is to start an internet health information for migrant families.
Oh, yeah.
I think something like this Australian families locked out from the green countries.
Well, it's not Australian families, is it? Because you're targeting migrants with it. So it's... There might be Australians... So what does your website do to help them?
The idea is to give them information about health, which is in both languages, in English. I don't know if it will work. I'm just thinking about it at the moment. But which is in both languages. Give them just basic information about health.
I would say something like how language locks people out of healthy living in Australia. Something like that. How language locks people out of healthy eating habits. Yeah. What's your business? What's the franchise?
It's flooring.
Okay.
Mobile. We can use those things. But I don't want to go that cool stuff. So we would need to just find a byline. You don't want to go in there looking like you're getting people's backs up about you before you start. So it's going to be really
cool. Sure. I'd be trying to tap into something to do with the environment. Is this, you know, in more environmentally friendly, or a, you know, something like that. I need to know a bit more about what you do. Okay, who'd like to share? Okay, come on up, grab a mic. Come and line up, you brave people. There's chocolate. I'm such a slut. Okay, oh, there was a race. Okay, Alison.
ours is farmers want their erections to stay up longer. Once they're up, they don't come down.
See, I gave you the erection thing 3 years ago, and now it's come home to roost. Love it.
Okay, I can't take full credit.
Oh, Alison, Ellie. Oh. I couldn't have done that if I tried. Sorry, Dan.
Okay. I can't take full credit for this one because I did have some help from the table. We've brainstormed a bit. Local gazebo manufacturer finds a solution to skin cancer. Okay, so obviously your gazebo, you can sit underneath it. And the second one is gazebo manufacturer reveals how $5,000 can beat interest rates and change your lifestyle forever, i.e. you don't move house.
Okay, I don't like the second one. It sounds too much like an ad. What I would say about that, and this is great learning for you. Well done. Thank you for sharing.
At least you get a birdie beetle.
At least you get a birdie beetle. Birdie beetles are my favourite. It's often better not to put either the name... They didn't like it much either. It's often better not to put the name of your business in your headline because it sounds like an ad. So even saying gazebo manufacturer, so I would be inclined to say SunSmart expert says, blah, 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 fill in the blank with the rest of what you had. Or, you know, if you've ever had the tiniest little mole cut off anywhere of your body, you know, something about... not cancer survivor, that's gilding the lily just a little, but you know, you get what I'm saying? But to say gazebo manufacturer, the journalist goes, oh, rightio. Okay? Save your skin. Yeah, and perfect time to be doing it because it's summer. Excellent, which is a conversation that we had prior to your incident the other day. So that's fine. Go ahead.
I've changed.
You have changed.
This was all rubbish.
I noticed that. You've grown somehow. We don't talk anymore. Sorry, go ahead.
So the thought was, I was going to go boring about recession-proofing your business, but I'm wanting to be a bit more controversial then. So stop losing business, stop selling to your customers, connect with their heart, or something along the lines of that. But
what I would do with something like connecting with the heart is do some research on how many people are using Facebook now and say, with over a gazillion million trillion people using Facebook every day, why are our connections getting worse instead of better? You're welcome. You better get the... No, you can have it. You've had enough.
I'll give it to Wayne.
Give it to Wayne. Get the recordings of this... you can't get it just of this session. The whole thing, 3 days, has been brilliant. But get the recordings of this event, guys, so that you can listen to the brainstorm. This is the brain's trust. This is like a mega mastermind on steroids. And sometimes when I say something, I'm so in the moment of thinking what the best thing is for you that if you ask me to say it again, I'll lose it. So get the recording so you can go back over this. Warren.
Accountant beats banks at their own game and has them begging to lend him money at under 1.9%.
Close. I like the accountants beating banks at their own game. We need to work on the end of it because it gets a bit wishy-washy. But look, everyone hates the banks, particularly at the moment. So, you know, tapping into current events is a very good thing. Or, you know, some of the... accountant secrets that the banks don't want you to know. Or something like that, fill in the blank. Helpful? Is this helpful for you guys? Like, I know we're kind of tight for time, but I think it's valuable that we all learn and share this.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Robin. Actually, I'm looking for help for our table because we had 3 real estate agents and we couldn't really come up with anything. So,
do you know what? Every time the RBA moves, you guys need to be putting something out. When I was speaking for Glenn Twiddle at his event, I did an interview with him prior to the event happening. And one rookie listened to the first 15 minutes of that interview and then turned it off. I said, I got better. But he turned off the recording because he heard my Ladies Want Tradies to Expose Themselves headline. And he just picked up the bit about exposing yourself and translated it into real estate speak, and the next week had a full page article on in his local paper on him and his business. So it's about exposure. That's a proven thing that's worked in your industry about the way people expose their houses for sale, needs a bit of work, needs a bit of tweaking, isn't effective in a slow market, etc., etc. Can you see how you can apply that? Kevin, is that helpful? Great. Okay. Goodo. Here we go. We've got another one. Are you kind of getting it? Is this helpful? Are you glad you stayed for the last session? Tell Mel. Go ahead.
99-year-old dies while climbing a ladder.
I'm sorry?
99-year-old dies while climbing a ladder to clean his gutters.
Oh, did that really happen?
Yes, it did.
Fantastic. I mean, not fantastic. I've got your disease, Ian. Foot in mouth.
He wasn't found for 4 days.
Oh, shit. That's really... no, that's actually really tragic. So what's your business, sir?
Leaf Guard for Gutters.
Leaf Guard for Gutters. Doug, that's amazing. See how... Now, it sounds a bit macabre, I get it, for me to go, great. But there's a lesson there. Similarly, with the guy whose 2 kids nearly drowned on Hamo, there's a lesson there. So take the lesson and take it forth to the marketplace. Okay? Cool. Anyone? No, let's move on. We've got to move on. Role of the first paragraph is to capture in three or four sentences, yes, I'm being prescriptive now. I don't care how long your headline is, but I do care how long your first par is. So in three or four sentences, you want to capture the very essence of what you're on about and force the journalist to read on. And name drop if you have to. So, of course, Doug in the paragraph... Doug, a paragraph about the poor, unfortunate 99-year-old would be, almost a subhead would be dot, 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 and he wasn't discovered for 4 days. Don't let this happen to Grandpa. I'm good, huh? you know, Morris.
Okay, this time was a bit slow, but we've been brainstorming for 10 minutes. And Greg is going to...
I'll read it out, please.
Okay, great.
Right, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. How one plumber working 60 hours a week employed 6 plumbers in 2 months and swapped his tools and created a real business.
A little bit of an ad, oh, but right. You're on the right track.
That's what they said.
That it was an ad?
No, but I was on the right track.
Yeah, you're on the right track, but it needs a bit of loving. Yeah, it needs a bit of loving.
There you go.
Yeah, but we'll give you some loving later. Right. I meant for his head like chocolate. You need some chocolate for your brain food. So capture, now it's your turn. Capture your first paragraph to go with the headline you've just written in three or four sentences. What is it that you would say on the back of your headline that would entice them? It's a bit like a date. Unless you're Ian, you don't meet someone and say, come home with me past the condom shop, baby. Sorry. We don't want to be measuring that. Let me give you the tip. We don't want to be measuring that. So you want... Do you want to talk about measurement, Tim? We don't want to be... We don't want to slam them in the first paragraph. We want to entice them, woo them, seduce them with your message. Tease them to want to read on a little bit more. Okay, let's have some think music, Dan. I want you to write your first paragraph. One put the hunger for
genuine products from Australia, which is actually from my shopping. And there's like a baby.
Here, I would say something about, you know how people are beating down Australia's door to get in?
Yes.
They actually want the product to get out.
Yes.
See how you twisted the refugee debate? That's what I would go with there. Just tweak it and have it be a shift in the power balance of the refugee debate. All these people want to come in, but actually what people want is our food to go out. Is that okay? Hey, Ian. One of our very intelligent members just said, isn't the rule to test small and often? That didn't come from me. See you, Amy. Good luck. So your first paragraph, entice them, tease them, woo them. Get them, as Mal would say, hot and heavy. How much longer, Mum and Dad?
Sorry, can I ask their permission to go 10 minutes longer, and if they say yes? Is that... Oh, check with... Okay. Okay.
We're not sure. We sound a bit headlining. 90% of farmers go nuts over...
90% of farmers go nuts over builders who do dodgy jobs in Russia.
And where's the 90% of farmers from? Where's that statistic from? Oh, just okay. Just so so you do some research and find out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that one well. Well, I would. Yeah, I would definitely localise it. South Australian, you know, X percent of South Australian farmers, blah blah blah. But I would probably say something like, with X percent of farmers, With X percent of farmers. What you could say here is with the economic downturn, more builders than ever are doing a runner. Right? So don't hit them bang with your message. Weave it into what's happening locally. Weave it into what's happening in the environment and people talking about, you know, doing a runner. Well, how are you going with your first par? Yep. Oh, sorry.
What's the go in referring to yourself? Do you always have to use your surname, or is there some convention with referring to people's names?
Good question. We've just had a question about how you refer to yourself in your media release. So you would always initially say, Mr. Colin Robertson, Richardson, and then you could further, as the first time, it would be first name, surname. If you want to put a Mr. or a Mrs. in front, you can. Expert in fill in the blanks. Then you can either say Mr. Richardson or Colin throughout. Just depends on the tone of the release and what you're talking about. Because they're not going to print exactly that anyway, because you want them to interview you. So it doesn't kind of matter. Okay, who would like to share? We've got 5 minutes, I think, before we have to be out of here because they have another event. Bummer. If we could stay for... Oh! Would you like, we've just got permission, would you like to keep going for another 10 minutes and get this nailed?
Yes.
Okay, great. So let's have power. We can't take 20. We can take 10. And then we're really ikshnay on the room, nay. So who'd like to share their first pie? Thanks, Lou. You're an absolute gem. Yeah, yeah. Just run to a mic if you want to share.
Okay, mine is, while most businesses find the...
Hang on a sec.
Sorry.
Lorna and Morris. Those two again. Can we have table for two next time? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. While most businesses find the cost of IT services a drain on their budgets, one IT company is turning this expense into a financial windfall for their clients.
Too ad-like. Can you hear the ad in it? Can you hear the sell in it? Delay the gratification. Don't sell too much. Yeah. So you're an IT company.
Yeah.
And what's your background?
Okay. We do IT... We do IT support and management.
Yep.
And we're teaming with the best SEO person I know in the world, Fiona.
Second to Brian Horn.
I don't really know him. To move all of our clients up onto page one of Google at our expense.
Okay. Well, I'd be going with something like that rather than IT company saves blah, 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 blah. Expense into a financial windfall for their clients. Can you hear the ad in it? Like, once you start thinking about publicity and start thinking about wooing rather than slamming, you'll get to hear, your ear will become very finely tuned to hear, because it sounds a bit ad-like, so you need to give that a little bit more work. Doug.
Right. Local Tarramurra resident unfortunately died when the ladder slipped whilst he was attempting to clean gutters on his home. He wasn't found for 4 days by neighbours. This tragedy could have been avoided if he'd had a fully functional metal leaf guard installed, says he.
See? Great, guys. Fantastic. You're getting it.
Says the inventor of the revolutionary new carbon system, Doug.
It gets worse, doesn't it? It gets worse.
Why, ad? It goes into ad?
It goes into ad.
Right.
The first half...
Went on to say... This gutter system, any such gutter system would keep all grandfathers off the roof.
Now that's what you go with in the end of your first par, right?
Okay.
Oh, sorry. It's not, is it? Sorry, everyone. Didn't mean to make you lose your lunch. Oh, my belt. Oh, I thought my shirt was see-through. So you'd go with the any leaf guide thingy would help keep Grandpa healthy. And then go into your stuff. Bit more generic at the start. Otherwise, they'll slam you as an ad. Go ahead.
Thought I'd turn around, see my
Thanks,
reaction.
Ivan.
Australian manufacturer targeted by 7 Chinese companies a week.
To do what, kill you, or?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? It immediately thinks, what? And you've got to read more.
Yeah, and the second sentence?
I haven't got that.
Okay. Okay, I will need to work on that just a little, because I might think, you can also be too clever, you know? So just be mindful of that. Robin, do you want to face them? Or?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Why not?
Last night, top financial planner Sam Turner shocked his colleagues with the admission that every year his annual holidays began with 3 days of paralysis from overwork.
Boring. Okay. What's the... It's for a financial planner, is it?
Yeah.
That's a Facebook update, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Okay.
You've got to give everything the so what test or the who cares test, you know? If I put out the media release saying, you know, international internet expert to do 10 seminars in Australia, who cares? Right? Your information, you might be the next Lara Bingle, everyone goes, right?
All right, this needs a bit of work.
Okay, baby.
It's got something to it. Do you look older than you feel? Local award-winning beauty salon brings solution from the big city to the country.
Ad. Superfoods not the only way to fight the ageing process. While spinach, broccoli and peas are the key to keeping our inner bodies working in a more youthful manner, there are other things to consider as well. You better buy the recording. Because he can't write that fast and I can't think that slow. Go ahead.
So, we've had the shitty headline. Let's try the first paragraph.
Okay.
In an age where more and more people are buying online, bricks and mortar business owners are struggling to make ends meet. Are they really losing relevance or is there something they can do? There certainly is. They can improve their customer service so that the retail experience goes from ho-hum to wow.
Okay. That's very close. Somewhere in here,
yep.
I would be really talking about this social media stuff.
Yeah, okay.
You know, they tweet, they flitter, they flutter, they F-book,
so
they R-O-F-L, they L-O-L, you know, all of that sort of stuff. Weave that in there.
Yeah.
Okay, quickly, and then we need to move on because I'm really under pressure.
Right. After 10 years of providing small business owners with free software, the Australian Taxation Office has withdrawn it, leaving small business owners in the lurch. Ex-tax officer Wayne Bergen says that small business owners have been placed at enormous risk.
Love it. Tax office insider.
Tax, right.
You're very close. Very close. Right. The role of the second PAR is to give more information and include a quote either from you or your client. If you are going to roll out a client to be interviewed by the media, please brief them beforehand. Don't just assume, oh, they've been doing business with us for 5 years. They'll know what to say. Because they won't. God love them. Put words in their mouth. We're not going to do that because we don't have time. I want to get onto bullet points. The bullet points are critical in the body of your release because they give short, sharp, attention-grabbing facts for the journalists that are kind of mini headlines. So as you guys have been brainstorming your headlines and we've been chucking some out and tweaking some, use some of the rejected ones in your dot points. Does that make sense? And it's critical. Critical to what you do. Now it's your turn. Quickly write a couple of dot points or a second paragraph. I told you this was a whole half a day squished into 90 minutes. Go ahead. That one? Who's left their twirl here? They don't deserve to have that. I don't know. Look. So you've second par and your dot points. Sure. There's the dot point one. Because I've been picking on you.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Okay, would anyone like to share very quickly? Very, very quickly. Very, 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 very quickly. Don't talk about the bar. Talk about your dot points. Does anyone want to share? We move on. Sorry? No nasal spray required? Okay. It's what? It's a grant erection. Guys, please. Yeah. Oh, I know. Does anyone want to share what they've got? Or will we move on? Move on? Great. And then the final two pars are about building credibility and giving them a reason to call you. So to give you an example of that, often when I'm doing releases for myself and my own publicity seminars, I name drop in this the final two pars. I say, you know, a publicity expert who's worked with World Vision, P&O Cruises, Australand, Dilmar T, Bedshed. I name drop so that they know that I've worked with some of the bigger names in the country. And then tell them how they can schedule an interview with you. So your final two paragraphs are about credibility, credibility, credibility. And then sign off with three and only three hash symbols. Again, it's part of journalistic code that you know what you're doing. And your media release needs to be how many pages?
One.
Correct. When can it be two?
Never.
Correct. Good. And sometimes that's tricky, but widen your margins and one page. It's just much, much easier for them to handle. Okay? So, you don't get a turn at doing that. That's your homework. Yep. Yep, there's a final paragraph or two that are very important for building your credibility. So, for grants sheds who have been a South Australian institution for fill in the blank years. Credibility. Mine is who I've worked with. So that final two are very important. And then sign off with the hash. So quick recap. Your layout is critical. Absolutely critical. What's the most important thing? Yeah, that's exactly right. Entice them with the first paragraph. Don't slam them stupid. Just woo them. Seduce them. Make your quote sexy. Not waffly and non-specific, wishy-washy. You want them to be very specific and very meaningful. We had three sheds built on our property by other builders and they all blew down when the big bad wolf came around. But since having an erection from Grant's sheds, blah, 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 blah. Right? I'm playing with you just a little bit, tiny little bit there. Dot points are vital and recycle your rejected headlines. And keep it to one page and end it with your contact details and close with three hash symbols and only three hash symbols. All of these rules apply to offline media releases, as I said. In the online world, it's very different and maybe we can talk about that on another day. Have you found the information helpful?
Yes.
Has it been a worthwhile session for you?
Yes.
And not just because of the chocolate? Right answer. I'm going to have any leftover. Yeah, make sure you tell Mel. So I think in terms of me, I only sent it. The other two things that you need are your bio and your Q&A, which we don't have time to go through, but you only send your media release to the journalist, and these come later. So I'm just going to flick through these results. That's the sort of money that you can generate in free exposure. Roberta, that's Roberta. Because that's what we all want, more exposure. Exposure, exposure, exposure is what the realists, what people want to sell their houses. Tap into that. More customers for free and to be a superstar in your niche. That's what publicity gives you. That's exactly what publicity gives you. So if you would like my help, we need to get out of the room. If you'd like my help, Lou has some information for you. If you would like to continue your education, I'm thrilled to be able to have shared in such a meaty way. Has this been meaty for you?
Yes.
Have you got something you can go out and apply?
Yes.
Would you like a little bit more of me?
Yes.
We could go to the bar and continue. Platinum or business school, as you know, is not a selling environment. I'm honoured to be sharing my knowledge and give you something that you can go out and send to the media tomorrow. Literally, if you did this well and you do a bit of homework, you could literally send this to your local paper tomorrow. And that's what I wanted to leave you with. But if you do want any more information, then Lou's got some for you. And we need to get out of here. So if you do... Sure. Yeah, look, it depends on what it's about. You know, if the issue is a big issue, then you could send it far and wide. But because you're in a local market, I mean, I don't know, do you do much in Perth?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, a little bit. Maybe I always tell people to start with their local paper, because one thing, media consumes other media. So, for example, when we did that thing with Glenn, it appeared in the Courier Mail, a current affair read that and phoned us. Because media consume media. So always start there. The information that's being handed out, that's what it looks like. I'm not going to take up a lot of your time. Go, Mel.
Do you want to hand something out,
Caleb? Yeah, I thought the girls were handing it out.
I don't think they have. Did you guys hand anything out?
Did you guys hand out the...
No. Okay. Have you done yours?
Yeah, I know we need okay. to.
Can you give Caleb a hand? Not that much of
Get
a hand.
Get your hand off my chocolate.
not that much of a hand. Sure. Tell you, things are going to have to change around here. Oh, yeah. Right. All right. Well, we're just about done.